host Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And it's time, eyes wide open with Janessa and SJ. Let's bring them on to reintroduce themselves, the show, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Hi, welcome to Eyes Wide Open. We are multifaceted beings living in a multidimensional existence. We hold the power of perception, and this power alone paints our reality. Perception influences the things we see and the things we don't see. Together, we'll explore the mystical and the material, the metaphysical and the physical, the supernatural and the concrete, and the seen and the unseen. Hi, I'm one of your hosts, Janessa Finley Ford. I'm an empowerment coach and healer who guides leaders, healers, and high achievers to turn their obstacles into outcomes, setbacks into success, trials into triumphs as they master the art of being human.
And I'm SJ, the other part of this Stronger Together community. I'm a certified crystal healer and shamanic earth and energy medicine practitioner who really marries together old ancient wisdoms with those of new age concepts like quantum physics to bring the tangible, magical changes to people in their everyday lives.
Mm-hmm. So good. I recently had a session with SJ a couple days ago for my body. And I haven't had an opportunity to tell you this yet, but I did yoga today, and I am way more flexible than I have been in probably about a year. So thank you for the very tangible results. So today we are going to dive into the topic of our parts, so being in conflict specifically. We will also get into disassociation. But before we go there, I'll share a little humor for you all in your week. I have shared a few dog stories about my first boxer, Ike, always being a handful. You don't hear a lot about my current companion. Her name is Kaiva because she's a princess and she's really sweet and she's not very ornery. But yesterday, I went to a friend's acreage and I took her with me. And they have a really large, I don't know if it's a herding dog. I should know the kind, Pyrenees, Great Pyrenees maybe, to like keep the raccoons out of the garden and away from the chickens and safety first for the emus. They even have emus. And so I let Kaiva out to run around for a little while. And the Great Pyrenees is not fixed and he's really friendly to all females, human and dogs. And so he was following her around, and she went into this garden area that they have that I did not know how to pond. And I think, because she doesn't like water, she will only get wet if I'm out in the rain with her. She doesn't like getting in the snow either. Her paws are very precious, and they should remain dry. But I think she felt like she couldn't turn around to abort mission, so she actually jumped into the pond, and then she's like, okay, I'm ready to go. And I'm like, I didn't bring a towel. I didn't even know there was, like, water over there, and you are a hot mess, and now you're going to get in my car. This is cute. So yesterday evening, I get a text from my friend, and the Great Pyrenees looks like a black something. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the dog breed, it's very large and it's really fluffy, furry, and it's like a yellow, whitish color. And it looks like gray, black, in between raccoon type color, right? Like, this does not look like normal dog. Even his face is all covered. And the dog, the Great Pyrenees, chased maybe something into the lagoon. It went for a swim in the lagoon, but it got stuck in the lagoon. And so when I was just a little bit sort of some way about Kaiva being all wet and having to get in my car, I am so grateful at the end of the day she dive into the lagoon, and I was not hauling her home covered in poo. So great adventures for the dog. I think there must have been some sort of crazy vortex out there for just the dogs to go wild in the waters or something yesterday. So that's what I got. I hope that tickles your funny bone or makes you feel some sort of way that is positive. Animals are great. I love them. So our parts, oh, there's so much to talk about from the, I would say, lighter aspects of feeling torn two ways, wanting to go in two different directions at the same time. Like, I want ice cream and I want to eat healthy. What am I going to do? To, you know, all the way into fragmenting, which we've talked about a little bit here before with trauma, getting into dissociation, autonomous parts, and what happens with the psyche when we go through extreme trauma. So let's work our way into the heavy stuff. We are welcoming callers. If anyone has questions or would like any support with healing today, feel free to jump on those phone lines or email in your questions to us. So, conflict of parts. How do you approach this question?
Well, I look at it a couple of ways. Typically, there's some really common ways when you can tell that people are in that disassociative or loss of parts stage. And it's funny because I just worked with somebody today who very much was in that, like, there's no right decision. There's no decision I can make, so therefore I'm just not going to make a decision. And there were parts that were not playing ball, is the phrase I would use. They were just tapped out. They weren't interested in partaking. They were not giving any feedback or information. Like, when I look at the energetic body, when there are parts that have disassociated, there are literal gaps or holes where energy is not flowing very well through the physical energetic fields, the body, that includes the auric field too. And it really depends on, like, where did the disassociation happen? Sometimes it's so easy to reintegrate them to where you don't have to know anything. You just needed to know where they're located, and you can use those absolute scalar waves to bring back or call back your own energy or your parts that have disassociated out. Sometimes there's items we need to know, like, why did it disassociate? What happened? Maybe you need to have information from the scene of when it occurred, when those parts disassociated. What happened with the trauma? What was lost? So there's a couple of different ways, I guess, when you say, how do I approach it? That's how I approach it from an energy medicine stance of, what are those parts doing? Where are they going? And what can we do to kind of locate and find them? From a crystal healing stance, if we're looking at crystals to help reintegrate any disassociated parts, oftentimes the best crystals are malachite first. I love malachite. I like mordenite as well for disassociated parts. Ocean jasper is great if you need to create a safe space where the parts, you know, are those little children we were when the trauma happened. Safe space for them to grow up. Ocean jasper is really amazing at creating that. Moldavite, I love moldavite as well for the autonomous parts. So how do you approach the disassociation of parts? Because I feel like I could go through many rabbit holes from both crystal healing and energy medicine stance.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting first to explore if we're torn, if we're simply torn, like, I want ice cream and I want to eat healthy, are we still dealing with dissociation?
Maybe. But I doubt it.
Right? Like, it's so interesting to think about. I think that there are human desires, right? And so aligning ourselves with our values to make a decision we feel good about can take a little processing. Because in that example, oftentimes if we're compulsively wanting the ice cream, not just simply like, oh, okay, that sounds good, and I'm going to eat healthy because I don't want to run 3 extra miles, there's likely something more emotionally, a void, something happening, you know, that is
driving the compulsion, if you will. So before I go into dissociation, I just wanted to chat briefly about, you know, there's different levels of having ourselves not on the same page. Like, I literally get the visual, and I've posted about this, shared it in our email chain as well. But for me, I literally get the picture of, like, our feet are going in two different directions, so our body goes nowhere because we're not fully committed to either side. And that's part of just the natural, you know, emotional processing, having things that light up our brain, because sugar does a lot of things in the brain. Not super great for the body, but it makes our brains really happy at first. So not everything that we discuss here today necessarily means that you've experienced some major traumatic trauma or that you have dissociation going on. So we will talk about what the symptoms of dissociation is, so you can recognize that for what it is. So it really, for me, depends also, you know, the type of conflict or parts work that's happening. I address some of it through NLP. For our listeners who love resources, there are, you know, videos you can search YouTube for NLP parts integration, and that will walk you through some exercises that you can do on your own. And for the readers out there, because I love me a good book, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers by Debbie Ford, no relation, is a phenomenal book. And while it doesn't directly talk about parts, you'll read it in there as you read through the different exercises and things she talks about. So that's how I really handle the conflict, is really exploring. So really at the end of the day, this is my opinion. You can tell me if you agree or disagree. At the end of the day, I believe our parts are working to protect us from something.
Agree?
Mm-hmm. And so exploring what is it that they're trying to protect us from tends to integrate those parts or clarify how we can make that decision that aligns with our values. So that's the basis of where I start for those simple conflicts.
Are there patterns that you've noticed that can kind of make people appear like they're disassociating, but perhaps it's an entirely different pattern and almost like a don't focus where your time should be? Have you seen anything with that?
Well, I think there are greater spiritual energies that want to keep us checked out, so to speak. And keep us, I don't know that keep is the right word, but influences our minds in being dazed, which can cause that lack of time. The one specific pattern, no, but to say spiritual energies that are worked, yes. So kind of a broader category, if you will, than a specific pattern. What about you?
Yeah, I've noticed that too, where there are different spiritual patterns that create almost like a storyline of this is what's going on, you're not paying attention to this, you're disassociated from it, so therefore you don't focus on it. I think our cell phones that we all have at our fingertips are a great tangible device for us to utilize to tap out or move away from things that we should be or could be looking at to resolve, like that internal conflict. I think there's a lot of things in our everyday society now that can pull our attention from where possibly we could be looking to resolve, and I think all of that has a spiritual underlying energetic pattern that goes into it too. So that's one of the first things that I certainly, rather than tapping into the conscious mind, is really muscle testing or using the pendulum to determine, is this truly disassociation or is it a spiritual pattern that is coming into play, making it appear as though we've disassociated emotionally or even are kind of experiencing some of that time loss with some of those higher spiritual patterns too.
So
So really quick, I'm going to check with Nicole. Nicole, could you clarify, do we have a caller? If we do have a caller, we'll return to that topic in a bit. So let's pivot to symptoms of dissociation. What do you often see if someone wants to self-identify with whether or not they're dissociating? What do you tell them to watch themselves in experiencing?
Emotional disassociation is one of the main ones I see. So do you ever feel completely overwhelmed by any intense emotion? Can be anything. Or are you at the opposite spectrum to where you feel completely numb or detached? That's the most common response when somebody is experiencing disassociation that I've seen emotionally. I think that's the biggest one. Like, are you on the high side of that spectrum? Are you on the low side of completely numbing out? Or are you experiencing those emotions so intensely that you are overwhelmed by them and don't really know what to do with them to get out of it? That is probably the best tangible experience so that people can really quickly identify. Time loss can certainly be something too. So like if you think of a distressing moment or time within in your life, losing that time or becoming disoriented or there's gaps in memory, you don't quite recall what was occurring. I would say those are the most tangible ones that come to my mind immediately. Fragmented parts are a little bit harder, I think, to tangibly connect with, but I would say certainly time loss and those emotional responses all go into play with even the fragmented parts, where essentially each of those pieces of us hold information. They hold memories, beliefs, emotions. Our physical health is held within each of our parts, and sometimes when they're not communicating together, it leads to that inner conflict and confusion, can even lead to physical disease, depending upon the fragmentation, where it's at, how long it has gone. I think autoimmune disorders can come into play very quickly with fragmented parts and disassociation. And I do believe, though, that there's a time component to it as well, like how long has that piece of you been offline for that physical dis-ease to truly manifest itself in a tangible form as well? What do you see?
Well, I think it's really interesting that you started talking about the emotional aspect of it, because we are, right, like mind, body, soul, there's more to us than just one aspect. So, you know, physically, for people who feel little or no pain, completely out of touch, out of sync, out of communication with their body, that also can be dissociation. The out-of-body experience, I hear that described by clients quite often. And, you know, I also witnessed that, if you will, with, you know, my husband. And so I knew exactly what was going on the minute he said, you know, like I felt like I was watching myself and I had an out-of-body experience. And I'm like, all right. Yeah, you know, even I think there is a fine line between daydreaming when you're intentionally focusing on something and being completely zoned out, or flashbacks. And so that, I think, is the mental dissociation. And so for each part of our body, the emotions, mental, physical, spiritual, I believe there are different symptoms that can be identified. I do believe we have a caller, though. Nicole, can you bring 402 on?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
What? Good. What's your name?
Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. Do you have a question?
Hey, how are you?
Or would you like some support with healing? How can we support you today?
I would love some support. I feel a lot of this disassociation energy lately, and I have two young kids, So when I am in my disassociated state, I am instantly triggered because I'm disassociated. And then all of a sudden I have not processed anything and I'm having a challenging time.
Awesome. We'll just tune in here for a minute. Go ahead and take some deep breaths as you sit there, bringing your attention to your body, what your feet feel, what your legs feel, whatever you're sitting against or laying against, if it feels scratchy, if it feels soft, if it's smooth. And then releasing overwhelm. I really sense as I tune in overwhelm. Just take some breaths on that. Being certain, tapping into certainty that you can meet your needs and your children's needs and both. I know SJ is working the energy too, so I'll pass it over to her.
Yeah, just take a nice deep breath in, Chelsea, exhaling slowly. We're going to go to the ancestral link to the disassociation where it first began, 64 generations back. Just release out any of those genetic components so that they don't trickle down the family line anymore that predispositioned of disassociation. Call in those absolute scalar waves, freeing that ancestral line, all of your genetics, cleansing your DNA, and releasing any of the debilitating fear, anxiety, and any other intense emotions that come up with the disassociation of the genetics. Now we're going to do a little bit of cell work. So if we go back to science when we were young children, we're just going to call forward the neutron, which is at the nucleus of every cell. That's going to be the primary speaker for your body. And there is one thing that the neutron has to tell you that you need to know to fully free yourself from the ancestral links to the disassociation. Absolute scalar waves to help you get clarity on what that one item is. You can either share it with us live or you can keep it. I just need to know that you've located it.
I just heard I am safe. And then there was a certain vibe to it, like I am currently safe in my body no matter what's going on around me.
Good job. That test's super strong too. Fantastic work. And then we're just going to get those electrons and protons of that cell on this new vibe of that neutron's energy, free from the disassociation. So those electrons are what pulls or attracts items to us, and the protons are what keeps us having those nice and strong energetic boundaries. We're just going to send some absolute scalar waves to those electrons and protons to ingest this new vibe, releasing them entirely and completely from any of the genetic disassociation that was happening. And then we're also going to allow those absolute scalar waves, which is just free energy all around us, for those listeners who aren't aware of what those are, we're going to allow those absolute scalar waves to transfer and transmit to every single cell in your body and in your being this new vibration that is free from disassociation. Also,
permeating that healing over to our neural pathways. To take a nice breath on that, exhaling slowly. And we're going to get that auric field and also your energetic boundaries online with this new way of being free of the ancestral components. So first I want you to visualize filling your entire body up with red light energy, which is reaffirming and reestablishing that physical energetic boundary at 100% at all levels of your being. And then I want you to go ahead and fill up with green light within your physical body, pushing that light out about 1 foot away from you, reaffirming and reestablishing your emotional energetic boundary at 100% at all levels of your being. Yawning is perfect. We love those energetic releases that are letting go of the pattern. I love that. Now I want you to go ahead, Chelsea, and fill up with orange light within that being and that body. And then I want you to push that orange light out 2 feet away from you, reaffirming and reestablishing that relational energetic boundary at all levels of your being, at 100% optimized efficiency and functioning. Take a nice breath on that one, Chelsea. Really let those shoulders fall and relax in. And last but certainly not least, I want you to go ahead and fill up with white light and then push that white light energy out 3 feet away from your body, fully reaffirming and reestablishing your spiritual energetic boundary at 100% at all levels of your being. Take a nice deep breath in, exhaling slowly. And I'm going to go ahead and pass it back to Janessa to close us out on this disassociation pattern.
Go ahead and take some deep breaths, as you have been. And I'm just going to talk to you. You can stay in that centered, peaceful space if that feels best. You can't do it wrong. I was really tuning in and working the energy around all of the times on your timeline, releasing the past dissociation as a coping strategy for that overwhelm and for feeling like you can't meet your needs or life's needs or your kids' needs. And then also a pattern of seduction where we really feel as though we can't get what we need from source or spirit. We don't think it's unconscious. And so the things that you are wanting to get, you're trying to get from outside of you rather than through that divine connection. And so just clearing those things out and reconnecting for you to receive all that you need. And I really feel also a strong spiritual connection for you where it was either comforting for you to be more in the spiritual realm or out of body than here in the physical where maybe you associate more pain, discomfort, unpleasant to the physical. And so really just connecting you to that all of life, physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, it can all be pleasant. It can all be really good. It can all be very fulfilling. Take some deep breaths on that. And then when you feel really centered and complete, let us know how you're feeling, what you're thinking, what's coming up for you. I feel a lot better. Awesome.
And it makes sense because right before I disassociate, I have this weird feeling right underneath my skin where it's just really weird and unpleasant, and now it feels like soft, tingly, fuzzy goodness.
Thank you. You're welcome. I love how in tune and aware you are that you know that feeling is preceding kind of checking out, if you will, for the lack of saying dissociation 35,000 times in this episode. So what can you do when you start feeling that tingling to self-soothe and to keep yourself present and to start nurturing your nervous system?
Every time I ask myself this question, because I've been asking myself this question for several years now and coming up with different things, it's all about breathing and meditating. And it's gotten to the point where I would not hesitate, probably if it was really intense, to sit down wherever I was and just chill as hard as I could. I haven't had to do that, but it is that strong to where, you know, that's what I need to do.
Yeah, we always know internally what is needed. It's usually the applying it and having the discipline to not get swept up in the response or reaction.
Yeah.
So, now you know the tingling, need some breath work, which is great. You can do that anywhere. You know, like, I love that. That was the first thing that came through or came up for you, because whether you're at the grocery store or in your vehicle driving or whatever, and I really hope you're not dissociating while you're driving, but a lot of people, because of the hypnotic state that driving can include, that's not outside the realm. But yeah, the breath work can be used absolutely anywhere. So that's an incredible tool. SJ, did you have anything else?
I think that's great. And it's also a great point of really coming back into the body is one of the first and easiest steps to, first using steps in every sentence at this point, to step back into your body, though, to come back into that more physicality aspect and getting in tune to return to that state. So good job on identifying that as well, Chelsea.
Thanks.
All right. And do you have any other questions?
Is there a way to re-listen to this at a different
There
rate?
Is.
Can I?
Yes.
All right. I'll search that.
We always have the replay links up on our website, www.crystallinecurrents.com and www.fiercelyradiantsoul.com. And then News for the Soul also archives them, and they're syndicated to a whole bunch of places like iHeartRadio and Spotify. So it is on your favorite listening podcast platform as well. There's lots of places to find it.
Thank you. That makes it a lot easier for me. Thank
You're
you, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, Chelsea. Well, that was cool. Hopefully the listeners all integrated that too. And if not, you can, like she's going to go back and listen to it. You can always go back and listen to that little healing clip and use it for your own self-guided experience. So we were chatting about symptoms. Where would you like to go from there?
I think we've kind of covered some of the ways that you can notice. Chelsea gave us a great opportunity to touch on breath work as a way to release the disassociation. Do you have any other quick and applicable tips that people can do anywhere?
Well, I love tapping for all of the things. The Natural Bio Distressing video that I so frequently reference, that is on the News for the Soul website in our bio. It's also on YouTube. It is in the Stronger Together platform, and also in that platform is all of the meridian points for each of those tapping locations, so you come to understand what it's connected to and which emotions it processes. But tapping can be really grounding and helpful to soothe the nervous system as well. So those would be my go-to, just because they're so easy to use anywhere. You don't have to walk around holding your hands to your head or for an extended period of time or trying to prop them up on a wall or a grocery store shelf if your eyes get tired or if you're pushing your cart, with your body or, you know, whatever. I like the things that are adaptable to all the places and spaces we go.
Agreed. I think the absolute scalar waves would be my go-to, pulling in those absolute scalar waves of that free energy that are around you. And then, of course, spirit to spirit to kind of come back into the body. And that God spot, that heart-centered space would definitely be the two go-to techniques that I have. You know, if you're not just carrying around a million different crystals like some of us do, those would be the best ways for my modality stance to be able to really connect back in with the body and move into what do you do once you notice that you are in that disassociated state and how do you kind of get out of it? How do you step out of that pattern? That would be my go-to.
Mm-hmm. Scalar waves are so delicious, but I feel like we mentioned those a lot. Do you want to explain further, like how one would work with scalar waves? Or I know you've talked on a past episode, but I don't remember which one, kind of what they were. So why don't we refresh people's memory, because it's been a while since we've kind of broke it down.
Yes. So absolute scalar waves were first discovered. So it's scientifically proven for anyone who likes to go down rabbit holes of research. Nikola Tesla is who actually discovered absolute scalar waves. Was able to prove that they are in existence. It is free energy around all of us that is, air quotes, you can't see me, but air quotes, unexpected of where it originates from or comes from. He and many others have described it as that God energy that's all around us, the energy of creation, unconditional love, whatever you want to call them. A lot of people visualize them when they're working with the absolute scalar waves as little bubbles, like little bubbles of energy that you can pull into your body and your being to free yourself from anything. And like the amazing part is you can use them for absolutely anything. So if you are sitting in that space of, I know I'm disassociating right now, you can literally just visualize and say, I would like to pull in absolute scalar waves, calling those absolute scalar waves in to free me from this disassociation pattern, to bring me back online, to ground, to center, whatever you need them to do, you can pull them in and ask for that, and they will free up any blockages or energetic patterns that are kind of keeping you stuck in that disassociated state or whatever is going on. I like to really utilize the absolute scalar waves in combination with spirit to spirit, which is a Cindy Dale technique where you would begin with affirming your own spirit, who you truly are, your higher self, and then affirming your connection to all of your positive helping spirits, and then finally affirming your connection to the greater spirit, God, the universe, source, whatever you call that unconditional love energy. And then I would lean into pulling in the absolute scalar waves to help with whatever it is that you are looking at releasing too. So that's kind of how you combo it together with the spirit-to-spirit technique and then the absolute scalar waves. They're amazing. They're free. They're everywhere. And by free, Nikola Tesla was actually working with them to create free energy
sources, resources to where he was actually in theory, right? None of this, you go ahead, try to find it. I sure have. And all of his, you know, experimental designs and things like that seem to not be readily available to the masses. But there are plenty of stories, and I think there's a few biographies out there that talk about it, though, too, that he was able to use those scalar waves to actually run an entire building. So it's not just the spiritual energetics that are in those absolute scalar waves. They are very, very tangible as well, and hopefully someday his research will be published to the masses so that we all can have access to what he found years ago.
Yeah, and for listeners, if you're interested in what she's talking about, I didn't get into the specifics of the scalar waves, but in the shelter and energy episode in the archives, we definitely dove into not only the tower and Tesla, but also the pyramids and the Ark of the Covenant as all potential free energy power sources. So if that intrigues you, jump in there and give it a listen. We have another question from Tracy E. She says, my life partner always says I'm dissociating. Well, actually, she says my partners. So I'm not sure if that is, you know, past like a pattern. But she says, my life partner says I'm dissociating around relationship issues, especially issues around intimacy, but I totally don't see it at all. How do I tell who is right?
Well, I think the best way, which I'm probably going to sound like a broken record, is to bypass the conscious mind and go straight to pendulum or muscle testing to determine what is truth. Those are the best, which if you don't know what those two techniques are, muscle testing and pendulum, we put together an entire course that's in our Stronger Together community on exactly what those items are. I think we have quite a few lives out there on our Facebook pages as well that talk about this. So definitely taking a look at a couple of those resources that we have available if you're not sure what that is or researching on your own. I think there's a lot out there for muscle testing and also penduluming in the ethers too. But that's the best way, in my opinion, to discern what's reality, what's truth. And also taking note that your partner's perspectives or truth may not be yours. So looking at that relationship energy and what's the root, and it may not even be the intimacy disassociation that's the root that is creating that storyline. It could be an entirely different root cause. That both people are experiencing two separate truths or realities as well.
Yeah. I also love to talk about the Enneagram, newsflash, Captain Obvious. Not sure if anyone's caught that before. And so, Tracy, if you feel like conflict is not for you and you might die a little bit on the inside, or that you don't like to make decisions, or if when you get stressed out, like sleeping is the best thing ever in the world under the sun, you tend to really merge, like personality-wise, emulate the people that you're around. You just naturally and easily get along with anyone. If this sounds like that could be you, from a personality standpoint, the Enneagram 9, the peacemaker, has default personality programming around not addressing significant problems and then also not addressing problems with their significant other. And so the dissociation that you don't notice that your partner could be giving you accurate feedback or might not be giving you accurate feedback on could be a part of just a strategy for your natural personality programming to avoid that unconsciously perceived conflict that would come with a really deep conversation getting to the root of an issue. So there's a lot of places, the wonderful part of the Stronger Together community, because you really begin to know yourself so well on so many different levels from so many different angles, personality, energetics, emotion, that it becomes easier to discern your truth and less tedious to walk that tightrope of is my partner projecting onto me, or is my partner showing up in observation and consciousness to offer me some feedback that will help? And then we recently talked about conscious conflict as well. And so when you question who is right, being in that right or wrong mindset, you know, is this just to reflect upon a power struggle of some sort? And it might not be to that extreme of a dynamic, but is there investment in really one person needs to be right and one person needs to be wrong? Or is it coming from a really caring place of, you know, wanting you to be the most profound, true, authentic, expressed, loved version of you that there is? And so really looking at, like SJ talked about, the relationship dynamics of how that information is being communicated to you as well as received by you. Question, and we appreciate you sending it in. So I was going to offer a 3-step parts integration process, although I feel like you already shared it, like shocker. We're on the same page. We didn't even talk about this. So I think since we're drawing near the top of the hour, maybe just wrapping up with that 3-step SJ and Janessa parts integration process might be the best thing to leave you guys with. So if you don't have paper and pen, grab paper and pen, lean in. I always love when people grab paper and pen before we start talking, because in a 20-minute time frame, and we're giving you over twice that amount of time, your mind can only remember 20% of what you hear. So pen and paper is the best way to get the goods on any of these shows that you listen to, since we go almost a full hour. So when you, I gave this example today, there's so many different ways of recognizing the parts, right? Like there's, you want to go in different directions. If you see someone at a checkout line and they're just acting childlike, it doesn't actually have to be at a checkout line, but you've grown adult acting childlike, you know that there is a trauma. There is a trauma trigger, and that arrested development part of them that experienced that trauma is asking for help. It's asking for healing, actually. Like we can say, oh, what's wrong with them? Why aren't they acting their age? Why are they acting so ridiculous? Or we can rise to a higher level of consciousness and understand that the person is in pain and they're seeking healing. That part, that young child part, didn't get to develop with the rest of their psyche and is asking for help. So when you're able to recognize there's a part at play, just simply ask the part what it needs. And if you're doing self-work, like we asked Chelsea a few questions and she sat with it and gave us an answer, you can dialogue within yourself. Maybe journaling makes it more easy for you, put pen to paper, whatever. The first step is ask the part what it needs and acknowledge whatever its needs are. And then as SJ talked about earlier, acknowledging what you might need to know. And this is the easiest for sure to do through muscle testing or pendulum. But if you're journaling, also just, you know, write out all of the thought stream. What is it that you need to know or acknowledge from perhaps the time that the trauma occurred, or what that part needs? That part probably needs some unconditional love, some safe space to be able to integrate. It might need some security. It might need some compassion. Our parts that have been hurt usually need a lot of tender, loving care to feel safe. And then the third step, if the part hasn't all, like when the part gets whatever it needs or whatever you need to know, it's going to essentially spontaneously integrate with you setting your intention to do that. And so the third step, if it has not integrated yet, is to let the part know all the things you know now, all the resources you have that you didn't have at that time when you were a child, so that it can have that security that it wants to integrate. And if you still feel like the part is not integrating, then I invite you to join Stronger Together. Our next call tomorrow is going to be a healing session for parts integration, dissociation, autonomous parts, all of the parts that can be. And I'm also going to share with the group tomorrow the number one reason why parts won't integrate, especially when the trauma was a form of abuse, because there's something more, the more complex trauma you experience, the more that you need to know to be able to heal and integrate that into your whole being. And this is an amazing part of what you get within the Stronger Together community. Not only do you get self-healing tools, tips, and techniques, you're getting the information also at a practitioner level. So if you're helping other people in their healing path or their spiritual awakening, you get the tools that is going to support you in helping serve your clients. So our next call is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that community is so amazing. The connections that are made among the people are so profound and powerful. And you can join that through either one of our websites, www.crystallinecurrent.com or www.fiercelyradiantsoul.com. SJ, I'm going to pass it over to you because my dog is about to howl and scream at me. She's been so impatiently waiting to go outside today for some reason. There's probably a bunny in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, for those head points out there too, and all of you feelers as well, when you lean into that understanding and also feeling into your body, like how the physical body feels, the various ways that disassociation can occur, when we lean into understanding and truly feeling it so that we get where it's coming from or when it's happening, we really empower ourselves to heal and reintegrate those parts, ultimately reclaiming our wholeness. And like, how beautiful is that? Because like, when you think back to when you were a young child, how gleeful and joyful you were at certain stages, getting to experience that again as an adult is truly the magic that comes with working with energetics and releasing all of those things that are really holding us back from truly enjoying our lives and ourselves, really leaning into that loving who we are as individuals too. So I truly hope that I will see each and every one of you and all of you listeners in the live in the Stronger Together coaching community so that we can learn and engage and release together and embark truly on that healing journey that I think we were all here to do. So again, that Stronger Together call is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Time. It's held via the Zoom platform, and all of that information is on fiercelyradiantsoul.com and also crystallinecurrents.com. Universal blessings, everybody, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your night.
I will be back with you next week with an amazing guest, Carolyn Cooper, who is the creator of Simply Aligned, one of the modalities I use. And until then, friends, keep your eyes wide open.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.